Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Tuesday, August 17th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Florida, where initial government damage estimates from Hurricane Charley stand at around $15 billion. International Aid President Miles Fish says they're sending in teams with not only supplies, but also manpower. IA's help is part of a multi-pronged ministry plan.
Our strategy is to work through the church so that we're advantaging the church in their effort to reach out to their own community. And it is often the case people are dumbfounded at the willingness of volunteers to come from as far away as Michigan and to spend 3 or 4 days working on their home. And that close interaction always gives us the opportunity to explain why we're doing it, who we believe in.
Meanwhile, Sri Lanka is a conservative Buddhist state with plans to keep it that way. Christian missionaries are troubled over the movement of an anti-conversion law into government and its impact on outreach. The Sri Lankan Supreme Court reviewed the law's constitutionality August 12th and sent recommendations to the president and speaker, but there's been no public report. And many pastors in the United States are looking for ways to bring renewal to the lives of believers. Christians are dealing with secret sins and lack of commitment. That's why Life Action Revival Ministries has taken 33 years of experience and put it all together to launch Seeking Him. Life Action's Byron Paulus says Seeking Him consists of a 12-week study encouraging churches to seek God. Paulus says evangelism is the byproduct.
Evangelism is when God comes and visits His church and then spills over through the power of God, now unleashed in the hearts of His people, into the neighborhoods and into the community, and a great harvest of souls.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.